A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland, and this is Live Talk.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Friday, August the 21st, 2020. Because of the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic, which the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe says has of late been having a high escalating numbers of people being found COVID-19 positive. Currently, we have 5,745 confirmed cases and at the moment with 151 deaths. But there is a bit of good news coming in, Gibbs, on the recoveries. We've seen that we've had a lot of recoveries this week with 4,524 having recovered from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
Yes, Marvelous. It seems as if the recovery rate is actually high. But we see that many people are concerned about the situation in the country in terms of social distancing, in terms of opening up businesses and all those other issues. And some are even talking about human rights abuses, or let me say alleged human rights abuses by the government. So we see that in the whole world, Johns Hopkins University is saying there are over 23 million people who have been infected with COVID-19. And out of these people, 794,369 have actually died. And then it goes further to say at least 5.6 million people have been infected with COVID-19 in USA, and 174,292 have died. In South Africa, we see that there are large numbers of people that have actually contracted COVID-19. The number stands at the moment at 599,940, and 12,618 people have actually died. Yes, ulukandaba linjani lapha elikhona yesikhathi senu se-Live Talk khona manje. Siyakwazi ukuthi-ke eZimbabwe siyabona ukuthi kunabantu asebefika phose 6,000 asebebanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Phakathi kwabantu laba kulaba yi-4,525 asebesilile. Masesikhangela njalo kulabantu abayi-151 asebebhubhile. Lokhu-ke kwethulwa lugatsha kumbe ngithi luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Emhlabeni wonke jikelele, i-Johns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu phose 23 million asebebanjwe umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Phose kusithi phakathi kwabantu bonke laba kule 794,369 asebebhubhile. Kwele Melika asebefika phose 6 million abantu asebebanjwe i-COVID-19, kuthi-ke abayi 174,292 sebebhubhile. Kwele South Africa asebefika phose 600,000 abantu asebebanjwe i-COVID-19. Kuzobuya-ke abafika phose 13,000 sebebhubhile. Saphinda sikhulume ngakunye okwenzakala eZimbabwe okunjengokuthi uMnumzana uJacob Ngaruvume bekumele ukuthi anikwe isibambiso sebail kwehlula lamhlanje. Kubese kusithi-ke kulabantu abazibiza besithi ngama-economic freedom fighters abakwele South Africa bathi bazakubala ngci umngcele khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe kwezethi kukhanya ukuthi kuyoya ngaphi ngoba bathi bafuna ukuvala eBridge leMessina. Sizabe sikhuluma ngakho konke lokhu Marvelous ngokuya kwesikhathi. Siyabona njalo kulolavenda Chiwaya we-MDC Alliance osebhubhile. Kusebuya lo Job Scala laye sizokuthiwa usebotshiwe khonapho-ke Marvelous kume njalo.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi musi wechishanu August 21, 2020. Inei ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muno muWashington DC uo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda recovid-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tinotarisa zvakare kuti uwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda irori recovid-19 pari zvino bazi rezveutano rinoti uwandu uyu huri kuramba uchikwira. Pari zvino pane vanhu muZimbabwe vabatwa necovid-19 vanosvika 5,745 vanhu vabatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Tichiona zvakare kuti pane nhaurwa yakanakawo iri kubuda yekuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 asi vakawanikwa vachiri kunda. Vanhu ava vanosvika pa4,525. Totarisa zvakare kuti pane vanhu vakawanikwa vachitisiya mushure mekunge vabatwa nedenda irori recovid-19. Vanhu ava vanosvika pa151 pari zvino. Tozotarisawo pasi rose bazi rezveutano kana kuti John Hopkins University yemuno iri kuwanikwa iyo ichitipa muwandu hwevanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa necovid-19 pasi rose vachiti huri kusvika pari zvino pa22.6 uyezve 700 and 93,000 vanhu vashaya. Muno muAmerica matiri ndo makapfunya chisero iro denda iro reCOVID-19. Mune vanhu 5.5 million vabatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19. 174,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya. MuWashington DC umo ndiri kutevenyura ndiri mune vanhu 13,000 vabatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19 uyezve 601 vakawanikwa vachishaya. Asi tichange tiri kuvhenganisa muzuva ranhasi tine gango, tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare pamusoro pezvematongerwo enyika. Titarisa isu kuti vaJacob Ngarivhume veTransformer Zimbabwe nhasi vanyimwa mukana wokuti vabhadhariswe mari yechibatiso kuti vatongwe vachibva vari kumba. Pane nhaurwa zvakare iri kutaurika yekuti vaJob Sikala veMBC Alliance vawanikwa vachisungwa muzuva ranhasi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa zvese izvi. Titarisa zvakare nyaya iri kupomerwa hurumende yekuti iyo pane vanhu vari kuwanikwa vachimbunyikidzwa kodzero dzavo munyika, asi hurumende ichiti iyo hapana zvakadai zviri kuitika pari zvino. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa pamusoro pezvazvo, Gibbs.
And we know that yesterday the Democratic nominee for the presidential election, and that is Mr. Joe Biden, has actually accepted being nominated by his party to represent the Democrats in the November presidential election. So during his speech, he noted that he's going to stand for the people, he's going to do all what he can to restore what he said was actually destroyed by the current president, Mr. Donald Trump. He's actually in charge right now in America. And at the end of the day, Mr. Biden is saying he will try by all means to displace him from power. But Mr. Trump is saying Mr. Biden is a weak candidate. He says he's now too old and he doesn't see him actually winning. And he's even claiming that maybe the problem will be rigging. So he has been trying to stifle, you know, some kind of balloting using the mail. So that has become one of the issues that is center stage in America. So now, siyabona ke zvukanda kuti umongameli Donald Trump uyakhuluma sibida sithi ngaya kuti nanqotsha kuketo loluzayo kwabe kuti ke kwenziwa ngokuthi ke ama Democrats abe rigile. Kodwa ke uJoe Biden uthi hayi kunengi osokwenzakele Marvelous osokwenza ukuthi ke afuna ukuthi amkhiphe esikhundleni. Izolo simbonile nge Democratic nomination ekhuluma sibida sithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi umongameli Donald Trump asuke esikhundleni. Ubona njani kizolo khonoko ngathi bekwenza?
Aiwa, sekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs. Nezuro imo muno muAmerica panga pane urongwa hukuru hwanga huri kuitika. Yanga ichinzi Democratic Convention, asi yanga iri kuitwa mupadande mutande sezvatiri kuita izvozvi. Takaona vaJoe Biden vachinzi nevazhinji vakataura ivo uwaro hwavo hwekuti vachaita sei kana vachinge vawanikwa ivo vachikunda. Asi takaona chakanyanyobata vazhinji inyaya yekuti vakataura nyaya yekubatsana, vakataura zvakare nyaya yekuti vachange vachirwisa denda irori reCOVID-19. Takaona zvakare vachitaura ivo kuti zvazvakakosha kuti vanhu vechitema nevamwewo vari muno munyika vawanikwe ivo vasingatyorerwe kodzero dzavo, nekuti vakataura ivo kuti vakawana mukana wekutaura nemwana wava George Floyd, avo munoziva kuti vakawanikwa ivo vachiurayiwa nemapurisa imo muno muAmerica. Tikazoona vanhu vachiratidzira pasi rose vakati mwana mudiki wava George Floyd akavaudza kuti my father changed the world, zvinoreva kuti hanzi kufa kwababa wangu kwakasandura pasi rose. Saka vakati ino sarudzo yakatarisana neAmerica isarudzo ichashandura zvakawanda imo muno muAmerica nepasi rose. Takaona zvakare vachitaura ivo ukama hwavo hwavari kutarisirana kuti vaite nedzimwe nyika. Vakataura kuti vachawanikwa vachidzokera kune zvimwe zvibvumiro zvakawanikwa zvichiraswa navaTrump, nyaya yeclimate change zvinoreva mamiriro ekunze. Vakataura kuti ivo vachawanikwa vachiremekedza. Vakawanikwa vachitaura zvakare kuti vanokurudzira kana kuti kuremekedza kodzero dzemadzimai nyanya, ndosaka vakawanikwa vachisarudza amai Kamala Harris semutevedzeri wavo. Saka zvizhinji zvakabuda nezuro kumanominations Democratic Convention. Asi sekutaura kuri kuita Gibbs, takaona zvakare vaTrump vari kutaurawo vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa vaJoe Biden vati kurei vakwegura uyezve vanokanganwa, saka havasi kuona kunge munhu anogona kunge achizotora nyika yeAmerica achiendesa kure. vakataura zvakare kuti tikona kuti panguva ino madhemokrati vanga vaine convention yavo, vatrump vanga vachienda kune dzimwe nzvimbo vachitsvaga rutsigiro vachiita avo anenge marali. Uyezve takatarisira kuti svondo rinouya vachange vachibvumawo pazviri pamutemo kuti ivo vadonald trump ndo vachange vakamirira bato remarepublicans. Saka vazhinji vakamirira kuti vanzwe kuti vatrump vachataura kuti chii pavachatambira rukudzo urwu, vachiti ivo vatrump zvakare vachange vari kuita chirongwa ichi vari kumuzinda wewhite house. Zviri kutaurwawo nevazhinji kuti asi kuona kwavo hasisati zvamboitika vatingati muye munhoroondo yeamerica, asi ndo zvatiri kuona zvichizoitika pazuva iri svondo rinouya.
Yeah, there are other issues. We know that police have actually arrested Job Scala. He's the vice chairperson of the MTC Alliance. So police have been looking for him, and they're saying that he was inciting people to actually go on the streets and protest against what they term corruption in Zimbabwe and the deteriorating economic situation in the country. So at the same time, Lavender Chiwaya of the MTC Alliance has been found dead near his home. So those are some of the issues that we're going to touch today. So now we're lucky that we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Regis Vusango. He's a ZANU-PF chairperson of the North Americas. Mr. Vusango, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Sister Marvelous and Brother Gibbs.
Yes, just briefly, the Democratic nomination, what's your view on that?
You know, what we need to do as Zimbabweans is, as far as the politics in the United States, as Zimbabwe, whether MDC one day will be in power in Zimbabwe or ZANU-PF will continue, the politics in the United States does not benefit us at all. We had a discussion before with Kuma and other Democratic senators, and they were telling us that we as Americans, we don't befriend other nations. But what we do is we serve the American interest in those countries. If the American interest changes, we also change. That's why you will see that when there's a president that they are favoring, at some point you will see that they are now at loggerheads with the same guy again. It is because the American interest would have changed. So as far as Zimbabwe is concerned, as I'm finishing now, whether Democrats or Republicans, these people, they unite when it comes to foreign policy. This is one thing that Zimbabweans should know. Americans, they unite. It's a foreign policy agenda. They all unite despite of their differences in their political affiliation in their country. Thank you very much.
Yeah, so maybe Marvelous would like to pose a question, Shona, there.
Tinoona kuti hurumende yeZANU-PF munguva yapfuura vaiwanzowanikwa ivo vachiti vanotsigira maRepublicans. Muri kuona zvasanduka here? Tichiona kuti nezuro takaona maDemocrats vachidoma vaBiden. Nekuti ndinorangarira munguva dzataimbotaura nevamwe vanomirira bato renyu reZANU-PF, vaiti ivo vanoona hurumende yemaRepublicans ichishanda zvinenge zviri nani neZimbabwe. Pane zvasanduka here apa?
So we've got Dr. Spanda, yeah. So kuzwakala katesi.
So maybe Gibbs, if he can't hear me, just ask him to say whatever he said in Sean.
Yeah, okay. So go ahead and say something like what you're saying in English, Vusango, briefly about the U.S. elections before I go to Mr. Spand.
Sister Margaret, America shanda ne foreign policy agenda. Saka foreign policy agenda in America leo kuti America inowirirana nedzimwe nyika nemhaka yeforeign policy only. Kana ivo foreign policy yavo isingawirirani nezviri kuitika munyika menyu, America haikwanisi kuti izvidzare nenyika iyoyo. Ende zvinoita maamericans ndozvokuti vanotaura ivo kuti maamericans vanotaura ivo kuti isu kana tichidzana nedzimwe nyika, hatihidzani nedzimwe nyika nokuti tinoshamwari navo. Tinohidzana nadzo nemhaka yekuti zviri munyika mavo zvinobhenefita America here kana kuti kwete. Kana zvichibhenefita America for the next 5 years, pakazopinda umwe mutungamiriri unenge ari kuda kuchinja izvozvo, America inobva yaunita yotochinja foreign policy yayo, agenda yayo panyika iyoyo as well. Saka chimwe chinodifadza pama Americans ndechekuti even though vachipokana a Democrat ne Republic vachipokana, when it comes to foreign policy vese vanodi vanobatana kuita chinhu chimwe, asi nyika mavo vane maproblems, but kana when it comes to foreign policy vanobatana kusiya zvokunezana kwavo. Thank you.
Yes, now let's turn to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Welcome to the program. Dr. Sibanda is the spokesperson of the MTC president. Dr. Sibanda, just briefly, we are talking about various issues here, but to start with, we are discussing the USA elections. We saw that yesterday, Mr. Joe Biden actually accepted his nomination to contest the in November elections. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that my take would be that, you know, the American system seems to work very well in terms of their primary elections, the respect of the candidates, and, the nomination of Biden having come through an elaborate process and his running mate. I think that we also see a lot of diversity and also gender sensitivity in the American process, given that we have the first Asian-American female nominee of a major political party. I think that is exciting for a lot of people. And it shows that America can, to a certain extent, try to overcome its tribal, its historical tribal and racial difficulties. And that, you know, no system is perfect, but at least this system is able to plan and beat itself to an extent that it can do things that were just not imaginable less than 50 years ago, less than 20, 30 years ago. These things are not imaginable, but here we are. The Americans seem to be progressing, seem to be taking new steps and doing things the way they haven't done them before. If you compare that with the Zimbabwean situation, where we can't even change a political party, it clings to power through hook or crook, and it does not allow for reform within itself or in the country. You can see why we are bedeviled with so many problems. In fact, one of the problems that ZANU-PF had with President Chamisa was his age, that he's young, and that must in itself be a problem. And it's really a travesty of the African story. We're really always going backwards and are stuck in one period and never moving forward. To this day, Mnangagwa still talks about the liberation legacy, when in fact his military and his government has killed more Zimbabweans than all the other regimes in the past, including those that were killed during the liberation struggle. Impumela yeconvention yama Democrats ukuthi sokulomunye ozazama ukunqinti kuba umkhokheli weAmerica uJoe Biden noKamala Harris ongumuntu ongumfazi onabazali bakhe abangazalwanga kwele America, omunye wazalwa Asia, omunye wazalwa khonapha kuma-Jamaicans. Ngibona ngani khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi ilizwe le-America liyaqhubekela phambili, njalo liqhutshwa yikuvumela inguquko nokuthi kwenzakale kwezepolitiki ze-America izinto ezintsha ebezingacatshangelwa ukuthi zingenziwa. Bekungacatshangelwa ngubani ukuthi i-America ingaba ngemva kwesikhathana esincane sike ku-segregation ibe no-president owumuntu ophuma kwele Africa, African American, kathe sokulo-vice president nominee kumbe oncintisiwa ngu-vice president olabazali bakhe abangazalwanga kwele America, njalo abangasomakhiwa, omunye phuma e-Jamaica, omunye phuma e-Asia. Khonokho kutshengisa ukuthi inqubekela phambili yelizwe le-America yenziwa ukuthi bavumelana njalo baqhuba udaba lwenguquko lokwenza izinto ezintsha. Kanti-ke kuzokazi le-Afrika ikakhulu kwele Zimbabwe inguquko iyasulakala. Nanamhla ukhonje umnangagwa lokhu bekhuluma ngokuthi balwa impi kazibuse, kanti ngemva kukazibuse sebebulele abantu abanenkwedlula labo ababulawa izimpi, ababulawa ngemva kukazibuse, bebulawa kumbe ngamakhiwa kumbe ileyo mpi. Mwanakonoko utengesu uti izola zera Afrika sofanele lizame ukubalisa pambili. Njalo nxa sizwe umsindo osikhulunywa ngabatsha kwele Zimbabwe sibone ngani omnanga kwaba ngalokhu besala ukuthi kubele ngoqhubo ilizwe lethu liza kuba nokungathabi okukhulu kakhulu esikhathini esincane ngoba abancane kukhanya sebediniwe ukubanjelelwa ngabantu laba abaguqukile.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Marvelous, over to you.
Vasibanda, mungati imi zvii zvingadzidzwe nyanya neZimbabwe pane zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika imo muno muAmerica. Takaona vaJoe Biden nezuro vachitambira pamutemo kuti ndivo vachange vakamirira maDemocrats pasarudzo dzavachange vachiita vachikwikwidzana navaDonald Trump. Imi munoona kunge Zimbabwe ingadzidze chii panyaya iyoyi?
Kuru sachinogona kudzidzwa nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe ndechekuti kana watarisa zvaitika muAmerica. Kuti vatu Biden vabva vakusarudza kuti vakukwidze vachifambidzana naKamala Harris anova akazvagwani vabereki vasiri varungu kana kuti vasina kubuda muAmerica vakabuda kubva kunana Jamaica nekunana Israel. Zvinoratidza kuti America inoramba ichibudirira ichiendera mberi nekuti inobvumidza uye inoita kuti zviite nyore kuti vanhu vasati kupasanuka. Nekuti aiwa inini ndinobva pakati zvetribalism zvakachinjwa izvi zvichitaurwa namai mutsangwa hazvishande zvekuti unoramba uchituka vamwe vanhu tivati ndo vana racial minority. America inotiwo aiwa vanhu vese vanoramba vachipfuura, vanhu vese vanoramba vachipiwa mikana yakasiyana siyana uye yakaenzana panyaya dzematongerwo enyika kuitira kuti tese tizive kuti nyika ndedu tigoshanda nesimba chiziva kuti hakuna mumwe usiri wepano tese tiri mepano. Saka nyaya dzetribalism nyaya dzevanhukadzi dzekuti vanhukadzi vanodzvanyirwa. Tinoona kuti America iri kuti aiwa kaafite izvozvo. Nhasi tatanga isu kuAmerica tine munhu urikukudza kuda vice president navaJoe Biden anenge ari munhu ari muminority uyezve ari munhu wechikadzi. Zvinova zvinhu zvinofadza kuona nyika yakakura uye ine masimba akaita seAmerica ichiita munhu wechikadzi asvikawo pakutopfunga kuti anenge ari second in charge kuti maDemocrats abudirira muna November. Zvinova zvinhu zvinoratidza kuti aiwa kakubudirira kunoda njere uye kunoda nyika inenge ichifunga yakanyatsofura musoro yayo tisiri vanhu vanongoda kungoita zvinhu zvimwe chete tisingade kuchinja maitiro uye nemafungiro atinoita.
Thank you very much, Dr. Spanda. Now let's turn to another issue. There are indications that there are some Zimbabweans in South Africa who want to shut down the border next week. They are saying they want to pressurize the Zimbabwean government so that they can actually stop abusing people in terms of arresting and maybe brutalizing some activists, that is political activists. So we've got to one of the guys who actually sent us a video, you know, and in this video, he says, you know, come thunder, come sunshine, we are going to shut down the border. So let's listen to what he says about their intentions. And it seems as if, you know, their intentions are to make sure that the country is going to suffocate and there won't be any kind of supplies from South Africa. So there we go.
Greetings, my fellow Zimbabwean. Greetings, my Africa Amahle. My name is Fiso Kulumane, a Zimbabwe EFF chairperson here in South Africa. Guys, gentlemen, warriors, fighters, yes indeed, it is the time is right now. Enough is enough. We are sick and tired to see our soldiers, those who are supposed to defend us, beating our own, used by ZANU-PF, our police being brutalizing us. We are sick and tired. Government of Zimbabwe, they are stealing each and everything. They look and they do not care about us. What they think of is their pocket and their children, and then to drive expensive car. What makes them to go in an expensive hospital? They know that in our country we don't have anything. We have suffered enough. Zimbabwe, Africa, arise. 31st August 2020, we are going to shut down the borders. We say no. ZANU-PF has to go. Our people have suffered enough. Our people have cried enough. Enough, it is enough. We won't take it anymore. I will not sit down. I will go for it. Don't sit down in your house. Don't sit down in your flat. Don't relax because Zimbabwe belongs to you. We are visitors here in South Africa. Yes, we are visitors. Yes, indeed. We are here for greener pastures. Let's fight for our own now. Let's fight for our land. Let's fight for our country. Enough is enough. 31st August 2020, we say the border shut down. So for more information, if you're with us, 073-113-1139, contact me. Together we can make it. Mnangagwa and this cabinet, they have to go. 31st, we are shutting down the borders. Be with me, warriors. Be with me, fighters. Now it is the time. We have suffered enough. Enough is enough. They have to respect us. We need Zimbabwe back. We need our country back. Amandla! Amandla!
Mr. Vusango, what's your take on this?
To the government, those are threats to the citizens of Zimbabwe. And, you know, that should not have happened. I don't see that is going to come to pass. We have relations with, South Africa and all SADC, all our neighboring partners in SADC. And we have bilateral talks and agreements we are having as part. So, you know, having to call people to mobilize to close the border, it will not only restrict business into Zimbabwe, but also business into our neighboring countries. And that border is not a Zimbabwe border. They will be in involvement of the SADC. And this can end up being treated as a danger to the SADC country. So I would urge those who are to oppose this, uncalled for demonstration to say, to actually stop, and if they need dialogue, they should go for the dialogue, which is the best way to move forward. Otherwise, what we are trying to ignite now is going to be very dangerous. You know, SADC might deploy troops, etc., etc. And why do we have to go that way if we can have other ways of discussing? Because we have elected governments in SADC, and the SADC itself has got enough manpower to guard themselves from any danger, could be personal or business or economic. So I would urge those so-called perpetrators to actually respect the law, the movement of people, which is a right, and go for the dialogue with certain countries or the countries that they are actually implying that when we close this border, that government will be shut down. That's what I can say. Thank you.
Doctor Ispanda, what's your take on that?
I don't think that I think we should address the gentleman who put his voice out there saying that he's going to demonstrate on the 31st of August together with other citizens. I think that we can only encourage Zimbabweans to exercise their citizenship and their responsibility to build a better and formidable country. These cries by Zimbabweans are backed up by what's happening in the country. We have a regime whose murderous streak is going on and is unabated. We just lost a councillor in Rungwe, kidnapped and killed in cold blood by what are suspected to be state agents, and it cannot be anybody else. It's only one group of people that is able to kill people in this country, it is the state using security services. So Zimbabweans, and it is hogwash, it is absolute baloney for anybody to think that SADC is going to deploy a military against citizens who are exercising their democratic rights. South Africa has the right to public demonstration, and you have seen that take place over and over again. You remember President Zuma himself saying it is the right of citizens to express themselves at any time, in any place. President Maposa is a strong a proponent of the citizens, the rights of the citizens, and is not going to do anything that is being suggested. These people are not students of Mr. Mnangagwa. You know, they do not want to be Mr. Mnangagwa. They will not take any lessons from Mr. Mnangagwa. They have their orderly constitutions. They are legitimate in their countries. They will not be engaged in crimes against humanity. In fact, the region has been speaking out loudly against the crimes against humanity being committed by Mr. Mnangagwa's regime. And I see that going forward. But be that as it may, I don't see Zimbabweans taking it lying down anymore. I think Zimbabweans have had enough. You see that a lot of citizens are coming up with this and that plan to eventually dislodge any regime that abuses human rights, much against the constitution of this country, much against the ethos and the values of our people, and the dignity of our people that's been taken away from, be it those in the army, in the military, teachers, doctors, nurses, pastors, bishops, lawyers, you can name anybody in this country, they all have been abused by this regime in more than many ways. And that this regime must accept that there is a way out of this crisis, and that that way is for them to bring back this country to legitimacy.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you.
And respect.
Yes. Now, before we go to Marvelous, you know, there are some people who also sent us some audios, you know. They are expressing their opinions here, and please note that this is not the opinion of the VOA. So, there we go.
Mina ngingu Bruce Moyo, ngikhuluma ngise South Africa. Zizalwane zeZimbabwe. Sonke sikukhangele ukwenzakalayo. I-ANC ayisoze yafa yasihlenga thina emlomyeni webhubesi sikulo. Ngani iyambambatha iZimbabwe iliphethe iphethe zaqanda noma namhlanje siyizigqili zaseSouth Africa. Namhlanje iSouth Africa ilomkambo wayo oyiwa iZimbabwe laphethengisa khona. So kusobala ukuthi ngakukhuluma konke lokhu kuza kuphuceka kuyo yona. Ifuna nje iSouth Africa ukuthi iZimbabwe ibe njalo nje, ibe isibaya sedonki nje singalamuquba.
Ngicela umhlaba wonke ongabe lalele manje ukuthi ma iZANU-PF yona ithi kayihlukumeze abantu kungamanga konke lonku kubangelwa yizitha eziyilwisayo, alike limbuzele yena uhulumende ngokwakhe yena uMnangagwa u-ED lo ukuthi yena ezebaleke esizophephela la ezocatha eSouth Africa, wayecathelani, wayebalekelani njengoba watsho ukuthi impilo yakhe kayiphephanga eZimbabwe? Wayesitshoni namhlanje nguye osevuke esithi eZimbabwe iZANU kayibulali, yena engomunye wake wayibalekela wazobhaca la, wabuyela sekwazi ukuthi sephethe intambo yena.
Okhulumayo ngunkomo, ngizalwa eLupane ngokusebenza ngiseJohannesburg kumele eSouth Africa, ngokuhlala ngisendaweni yaseHoneyview. Bengicela ukuthi nga umlayezo wami lo lawo ungadlalwa emoyeni. Ngihleli ngiyibhala imilayezo yami, iyavulwa ayidlalwa emoyeni, eminye ayivulwa. Manje bengicela lami ukuthi nga umlayezo wami lo lawo ungadlalwa emoyeni, uziwe ngumhlaba wonke. NgeZANU bawuzwe lo mlayezo ukuthi siyacela bakithi, siyacela abantu benkosi siguqe ngamadolo, siyacela ukuthi iZANU-PF ayikimele eceleni, ayiphume embusweni, ikimele eceleni iZANU-PF kubonakale enye iphathi ezasiza abantu. iZANU-PF isibulele ilizwe, iZANU-PF isibulele abantu, iZANU-PF ibulele yonke into akusela nto engelarayithi, ibulale izibulale nemigwaqo, isigebhe yagebha imigwaqo iZANU-PF. Akuhambeki ezitaradeni, yonke into sekufile, amabhiliji sekufile, iyadiliza ibulala konke iZANU-PF. So besicela ukuthi nga abadala bami laba beZANU-PF bake bamele eceleni. Abadala basebenzile impela, basebenzile 40 years, iminyaka eminingi kakhulu besebenza baze bathole uzibuse lowo othole iZANU-PF yodwa. So bengicela ukuthi amabandla wonke ngabe ayabambana kulwise iZANU-PF.
Ababhadale abantu besindebeleni ababulawa igugula wonke labantu ababo abalamali yesikolo bebe sebebhadala labo bantu abayisithupha. Kanti abantu basendebeleni bona abafayo zinkomo zenkwankwa yini ezingakhalelwayo?
Na ngiwunathalenti yenkayi kusikhobokhobo emkarati. Ngithi mina Umbuso kaMnangagwa lomgabe uyafanana ngokubona kwami. Njalo kakhoza uguqula ngoba laba bantu vele bona iqiniso abalalo. Ngaze ube le election vele abawini kodwa uyala kuthiwa bawinile ngoba bantshontsha amavoti. So vele umbuso wabo uyafanana. Kusiya ngani ngani bayekelwa nje. UNkulunkulu khona ukuba jezisa le ZANU-PF yabo. UNkulunkulu khona ukuyiqeda iZANU-PF le esazalelwa kiyo lakathesi lokhu ikhona. UNkulunkulu uzasilungisela yena. Mbani wayekwazi ukuthi umgabe ngaphuma esihlalweni. UNkulunkulu uzakulungisa isitsotsi seZANU lesi asisinikeleni kuNkulunkulu. Kathesi siyalamba, akulakudla izulalini, banika amabele ngokukhethana, wona weZANU. Konke asikunikeleni kuNkulunkulu. Ukubusa kwabo lokhu, uNkulunkulu nguye ozasikhiphela iZANU, igama elithi ZANU, yile singalifuniyo futhi.
So there you are, marvelous. These are the people that are expressing their views, and people are free to say anything here as long as they are not insulting anybody. So we heard some of them saying different things about what is happening in Zimbabwe. But basically, some are saying the ANC cannot do anything, you know, in Zimbabwe. And then with another person who are saying that ZANU-PF is always lying. And so there's no way that ZANU-PF can actually be removed from power. So the other person said, you know, the president himself once fled Zimbabwe because he was under pressure from other, you know, organs of the state. So the same is happening today in Zimbabwe. So he must tell people why he had to flee. And then with Nkomo, who's saying, literally, ZANU-PF must go. Then with another person who's talking about Kukuraundi atrocities. She's saying that she's in Matopo and she wants the government to compensate the victims or the relatives of the victims of the fire brigade. And then we had lastly, our caller or listener from Kai. She was saying that God is the only person that is going to intervene and remove ZANU-PF.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune vatsigiri vedu vakasiyana-siyana vari kutaurawo pamusoro pezviri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Vanga vari kutaura ivo mapfungwa dzavo. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs, pfungwa dziri kutaurwa nevanhu hadzisiridzo pfungwa dzeVOA. Saka zvizhinji zvanga zviri kutaurika vanhu vachipawo pfungwa dzavo. Uyezve tinopa mukana kune vanhu vese kuti vataure zvavanenge vari kufunga. Chisingabvumirwe chete kunyombana nekutaura zvekuti vanhu varovane kana kutanga hondo kana zvimwe zvakadaro. Asi vanhu vanopiwa mukana wekuti vataure pfungwa dzavo. Maybe if I can go back to Mr. Vusango kana varipo. Timbovabvunza kuti pane zvataurwa navasibanda panyaya yezviri kuitika panyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzevanhu uyezve todzokera kune baba vaya vataura vari kusouth africa ivo vanoona sei sebato reZANU-PF pane zviri kutaurika izvi vataurawo neshona
ndinotenda Sister Marvelous saka pane zvataurwa nebaba vari kusouth africa vari kuti vanoda kuvhara mabhodha ndanichitini dei kwakuchinzi zvinoita vaide varega kuitora kutora chanel iyoyo kana vane magrevensi avanawo vavanoda kuti kana iri government yezimbabwe ikwanise kuti inzwe kune maplatform akamirira izvozvo nokuti zvavanenge vakuita izvi zvinenge zvakuita fanika zvinoita anonzi mainsurgents ayaya nokuti vanotora law into their hands nokuti chiri kuchoda chofanira kuzikamwa nevanhu ndechokuti kuzimbabwe kune government iriko government yakangofanana nemagovernment ari kunyika dzose saka uye also zimbabwe ine vavakidzani vayo kusadhaka kuzokusaka kuvhakwa kwemabhodha kunovhiringidza business rinenge richiitika between zimbabwe nedzimwe nyika kuvhakwa kwebhodha ikoko kuchatadza kupinza zvinhu muzimbabwe kuchatadza kubudisa zvinhu muzimbabwe kuchatadza kuti dzimwe nyika dzinoda kupfuura nomuzimbabwe dzipfuure namo dzichiita bhizinesi radzo sezvo tichiziva kuti vanhu vanotendegwa kuita freedom of movement iwo handi varobvumidza kuti freedom of speech I don't kuzimbabwe akuna problem with freedom of speech but chanda chiri kuona chandora chiri kuitika ndechekuti vamwe vanhu vari kutora mitemo kana any nyika dzese dziri in the world here dzine mitemo yadzinayo inova inenge ichivandurira kuvanhu nekugovernment as well kuti munyika muite peace and order saka nyika yezimbabwe mitemo yayakanyora mukumbiro remutemo inochengetedza vanhu kuti vanhu vanobvumidzwa zvakati ende vachizviitavo ine mena yakati kana munhu ukazoitavo zvinhu zvinenge zviri against the law mutongo wenyika unogona kunge uri uchizouya pauri now kusadhaki ndichida kutaura kunyaya yesadhaki yokuvhara mabhodha zimbabwe dzana nedzimwe nyika dzayakavakadzana nadzo uye vane relationship yakanaka zvikuru kwazvo president vedu Jim Mnangagwa ndovanga vari chairperson wepolitics in sadhaki vakatotendwa nesadhaki kuti makada basana zvakanaka chaizvo vachipasawo chitanda kuna masisi wekubotswana saka sadhaki haina problem nezimbabwe saka kureva kuti kana mabhodha akavhagwa sadhaki inogona kuti icalle for a meeting to deal with the matter ende zvanga zvichitaurwa nangururu navamwe vataura vachiti kwanzi ramaposa haazoiti izvozvo I think zvine zvizoonekwa panguva iyoyo panenge paitwa meeting nesadhaki nekuti pavhagwa mabhodha nekuti kana mabhodha akavhagwa kureva kuti zvinhu zvakawanda zvinenge zvakutadza kuitika nokuti pane paita vamwe vatora mutemo vachiisa mumaoko avo ende I'm sure sadhaki inokwanisa kunge ine maanders of how to deal with that kind of a situation but chandoda kukurudzira ndechekuti baba vanga vachitaura vaya nevavari kuronga navo devanga vakwanisa kuti vaite zvedialogue vachanele maquestions avo nemagrievances avo kumaplatform atoriko ekuti vanzwike ende kana vakaita zvakanaka zvine gwara kwaro vanonzwika imwe nyaya iri kuitika ndeyekuti muzimbabwe mune mitemo irimo saka vanhu vose vari muzimbabwe vanofanira kungotevedzera mitemo irimo kana munhu akasada kutevedzera mutemo hatidi kuzoblema govenment kuti govenment yandidzvanyirira asi iwo hausi kutevedzera mutemo chiri kuitika ndechekuti vanhu vakawanda vasoda kutevedzera mutemo nokuti vari kuti govenment iyi vamwe vari kuti haina kuelektwa amuchi mpower saka izvozvo ndo zviri kunetsa kuti but govenment iri kuramba ichingotonga ichiendera mberi saka the best way kuti zvinhu zvifambe muzimbabwe ndezvekuti vanhu ngavatevedzere mutemo irimo kana magrievances avo ari epolitics vanongomirira 2023 vozovhotera munhu wavanoda kuti ange achitonga zimbabwe kuendera mberi but pari zvino ngatitevedzere mutemo ende ngatiregei
kukudamutemo yenyika thank you very much let's bring in Mr. Skumbuzo Mlalazi He is in UK. Baba Mlalazi siyakwamukela kuhlelo baba.
Ngiyabonga Thembo Stembani.
Yeah, sicela usondela kakhulu sibele phone yakho ukuthi sikuze mnandi. So sikhuluma ngakhona ukudaba lokuthi kulabanye abathi ibhoda ncane ivalwe. Ukubona kanjani khona kungamafutshane sibili?
Ngiyathembela nizwa sengizwakala manje.
Kakhulu baba kakhulu ye.
Kuhle kakhulu. Okwebhoda okuqala amabhoda lesikhuluma ngawo. It's a symbol of colonization. So my border amelana nabantu bamnyama. Mina ngilale inkokheli fana nomalema. Inkokheli zakudala zasifana kwenyerere zasithi zona amaborder Africa 21. Africa is not a continent, it's a country. So mina ngithi Africa kuze sime sicine akususa amaborder ona lawo akukhulunywa ngawo. Ngoba ma kuvala iborder abantu abathubeka unge kumbona uMnangagwa nomuthamisa ibody by bridges eZimbabwe ahambi lapho sizisihlupha nje iplani enye khona engena mpumelelo umbono wami ngalokho into ebenginjenela lapho ekuseleni ngizwe kunendoda kwesibanda noma ngizwe ivoice la kunendoda kwesibanda
ye ube khona ye
usesekhona noma sihambe
ye ube khona mbona zani kucingo lakhe lukuyile kodwa sisamdinga ukuthi aphendule
kubekaba amadoda afundileyo amadoda akhuluma izinto ezivakala kakhulu ezimnandi kakhulu ukuthi bengasitshanela imiqondo yabo le yikahle singaba nezimbabwe enhle kakhulu khona manje siyinhlekisa ngoba ama-leaders ethu asekelwa ngabantu angaba ngabateli iqiniso ngoba ma ungakhangela khona manje selokuhlelo lwakoqalile babadele kunomunye okhulumela izanu kunomunye okhulumela iMDC. Bese abantu abaningi ngizofaka umuntu mama wekhuluma eSelfani omunye inkingi ngale bakhulumela kuhlupheka bakhulumela economy yeZimbabwe ukuthi abantu kudala sihlupheka uqiniso leyo. Mina ngikhulumela abantu bemathebeleleni ngikhulumela esikalangeni ngakhula ngiyazi ukuthi eZimbabwe inketabe sabe yiyo eyadala ukuthi ihlupheke eZimbabwe. Ma use South Africa la bakhuluma ngawo ukuthi kuzovala amabhoda abantu bakithi kunabantu abahamba 1983. Namanje bayesaba ukunyathela evendelani. Bathi abantwana babaleka khona ukuthi kwakutrainwe abantu ngo-1983 ababemelana umhlobo. Ngibuyela endaweni engithe mina ngiketa abashaba. Ababemelana umhlobo ukuthi bezoqeda abantu basemadikeleleni amaNdebele. Ayilungiswa ngaleyo ndaba abantu. Abantu bona labo batrainwa uku-adapta abantu, batrainwa ukubulala abantu, batrainwa ukufihla abantu. Kuthe 1987 kwenze i-Interpol, abantu bona labo bafakwe into the community. Abazange kube ni namazanga labantu abazi-counseling bahlala nathi phakathi kwethu yibo-ke ukuthi ma inkulumo zenu sesizwa zikhulunywa izanupiefu nawubaba unkululeko ekhulumela amabandla abo abantu laba hijack in anything izoba i-progress ngoba abantu labana batrayina khonoku bayabambe bulalana mabe kuzokundantokubuleka ikhansela khona le thina njengamuntu ngakhonkwengaso angisosupport ezanupief angisosupport MDC but sibona njani simumehluko wakhona zobona kanjani ukuthi ababulalani nabe bangizikhundla.
Yes, so briefly ngesikhiwa ngicela ukufaka khona ngo-one minute ngesikhiwa nxa ufisa yeyohle ukufaka khonokho.
Actually it is an embarrassment when every time in Africa we have to address ourselves in English. So okay. Now my point as an African, I believe for us to be respected or to be recognized in the world, for Africa to be counted among the nations that are progressive in the world, we need to count ourselves as Africans, not as Zimbabweans. Because a nation called Zimbabwe is not a nation. It's just something that was created to divide our people. Imagine like me, I come from Zimbabwe, I'm in Kalanga, there are most of our people. Other side across the border. If you go to Botswana, majority of Kalangas they live there. We were divided by the border to weaken us. So now we end up living in Matabele and having our chiefs and our kings as Ndebeles because that system was to weaken people. If you go to Bybridge, you'll find that the vendors they live in the other side of South Africa, others in Zimbabwe. What was the purpose for that? To weaken those tribes.
So, in essence, you are saying the border, this thing of shutting down the border must not be implemented. It must not go ahead.
It's a non-starter, Baba Dube. Into and so the service. Now, why has it? Don't you want to put it in that a mice corner, Baba? Bahlala phansi bakhuluma babona ukuthi bathi abantwana bangisebenzi. UMandela wahlala ejele 27 years. Ama-birthday kaMandela ayenziwa e-England. Sebekhulumisane nabantu bevele bomvalela ejele bekubiza nge-terrorist, but ama-birthday ayenziwa la. Into ekhulula izwe, abantu ababala iBhayibheli bazivuma khonoko, ukuthi uJesus when he goes, he said, I live with love. The only thing is about uthando. Mina ngizobuyela entweni ukuthi kule kube ngumfonelani baba uSibanda ukuthi i-MDC ngesikhathi kuthathwa ukhishwa ubaba lwana uMgabe wuye owadilisa ilizwe leZimbabwe. UChamisa noThokozani kube the head a strong force. UChamisa was known, uThokozani kube was known. Kwakumele, ngikhulume njengomuntu nje, my own opinion, kwakumele uChamisa anikeze, ayekele uThokozani when you're a senior leader, kube kunjalo, ame esayidini. Kona manje, onke ukuhluleka kwamnanga kwabe sekuvela uThamisa ngabe siyecreate his own name influence their hand kodwa manje everything that they do akusakucaci ukuthi bayenzani izanupiefnayo as we don't know what they are doing so thina sithi Zanupief ne-MDC you are just an embarrassment in Africa akanye izinuka amakwapa nina ma-supporters ezanupief nama-supporters e-MDC ebanini abantu bayahlupheka ningadlali ngokuphuma abantu ebutheba play with the words against this thing that I'm even like it. So let's have to pick a nanny to find super.
Thank you very much, Baba Mladas. Tell me that when you're going to pull a movie, was it you pick up my sounds? Ambalwa. Marvelous, maybe you can go to Dr. Lagos Banda. What Mr. Mlalazi was saying was MDC and ZANU-PF are just an embarrassment because they are the ones that are causing all this mess in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Gaitins, we could have a Vasibanda, Sivano Tora say, Mazwi Arutorwa Navamlalas, we have Chitokera Kunesh, Atorwa Navavu Sangu, Nebutatinoxus, or Chipindura, a Neshona. Yekuti ivo sebato reMDC Alliance vanotora sei zviri kutaurika izvi.
Yes, munoziva kuti I'm disheartened. Ngizobuhlunga kukhulu ngasizomfowethu esithi yena ucabanga ukuthi ivandla leMDC lebandla leZANU into efanayo. Uyazi ukuthi ngizobuhlungu ngendaba yokuthi kukhanya ngani imfundiso yeZANU yiyo esiqinile kakhulu ukwedlula ulwazi lwabantu bezimele bodwa nje. Ngoba phela nxa ungakhangela ukuthi abantu asebebulewe yiZANU ngemva kokuba ilizwe lithole uzibuse bazinkulungwane angazi ezingaki. Sebesedlula labo ababulawa ngabahuquluzi benotho bedlule njalo ababulawa yimpi. I-largest pandemic sikhuluma nge-COVID kathesi into esibulele ama-Zimbabweans amaningi ukwedlula enye yonke solokhu kwasungulwa izwe leZimbabwe yiZANU. Ngakho nxa kuzaba lo muntu osuka fananise kubaxubanise ababulala abangaka labantu abangakaze babulale muntu. Mbone ngani mina kuyabe kuvele kutshengisa ukuthi lapha esiqalisi sekhona udaba lwethu kulucabangisisa sisuke siyekethisa ngoba kube lezinto ezisikhombisayo ukuthi sigijimele eceleni elithize ukuthi sisole. Phela isikhathi sonke nxa kulinganiswa iZANU leMDC abantu abangananzeleki ukuthi kugezisa iZANU kwenza iZANU ikhanye ngani yinhlanganiso yabantu abangathanda abantu njalo abangasebenza labantu kukanti iZANU iyinhlanganiso yabantu abangafana nje lama-terrorist abaphila ngokothusela nokwesabisa nokubulala nokuntshontsha abantu nokuntshontshela abantu. Khonokho mbone ngani kwinto engabe ngesilungu ngayithi it's very unfortunate that we find ourselves in that position. But nonetheless, look, iZimbabwe will be free ngelinye ilanga. Regardless of ama machinations la ukuthi iZANU isigeza ukuthi sifananise lati yabona ungabona ingwenyama isiqhoka isikhumba sengulube iyabifuna ukuzidla ingulube abantu bazaqedwa iZANU belokho besithi fana le MTC akukho into efanayo la.
So now let's go to Mr. Vusango. We see that at the end of the day, if the borders are shut down and things are chaotic in Zimbabwe, what's the way out of that kind of situation? Or how can you prevent this kind of thing that is coming, like shutting down the borders?
Thank you, Brother Gibbs. I don't think there will be any borders that will be shut down. Like I said, Zimbabwe as a government, they need the borders to be open for them to run the country. You know, the country is not only run for the politicians. It's for the good of even the citizens themselves. They are people who go to South Africa to buy and sell and travel. So there's goods that comes in and out of Zimbabwe through the borders. So definitely this is just gonna be a dream to those that are planning this.
Thank you.
It's not gonna happen.
Thank you. Let's call this gentleman. That is Fiso Kulumane. Yeah, he says we should call him right now. We've been trying to get
hold of him. Kaka mirira kuti muvafonere gaiti dzokere kuna vasibanda tinzwe kana muchigona kutaura neshona maonero enyu nezviri kutaurika izvi.
Amchire vavhipi zve ma demonstrations here.
Ehe pamusoro pe zvataurwa kuti navamulalazi.
Yes, Dr. Spanda, hold on there. Now we've got Mr. Sfiso Kulumane. He's one of the advocates for the shutting down of the borders. Sfiso, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you once again.
Yes, so sizwa kuthiwa ke lifuna ukuvala umngcele. Akusitshela ngamafutshane sibili ukuthi limele ubani, kuthiwa lini, i-organization yenu kuthiwa kuyini. Njalo livala nebhoda amafutshane kakhulu kona.
Eh njengoba thina siZimbabwe EFF sizokuyivala i-border, hayi siyivala thina siZimbabwe EFF kodwa sixhasa lolu hlelo olwe hashtag Zimbabwe Lives Matters. Sizobe sikhona mhla ka 31st lapha MSC na sivala i-border sithi uhulumende waseZimbabwe akayehle esihlalweni ngoba wehlulekile akulakuthi alungisile. So sichasa singamaZimbabweni, sihamba singamaZimbabweni, simema wonke umuntu ngobuningi amaZimbabwe lonke jikelele.
Singathi uhulumende wakwele South Africa uthini ngodaba lolo?
Uhulumende wase-South Africa akakhulumi okuningi ngakho ngoba vele uhulumende wase-South Africa nje nasekuqaleni akakaze azihluphe. Kukhumbula ngalesi sikhathi sikaThabo Mbeki, uThabo Mbeki wahamba wathi sekuya nempendulo kwisaphethe lo umongameli omdala lo Mgabe, waphendula le mpendulo ethi yonke into i-right eZimbabwe. So thina singamaZimbabwe nakumelanga sithembele kuhulumeni wase-South Africa, kodwa kumele siziphakamele. Ma ngabe bayaxhasa, abaxhase ngokusiza bakhuphe umfo wabo lowo ngumnankagwa ngoba babonke kusadiki.
Ye, so ke singathi kuyenzakala kodwa ukuthi livale
ibhoda sizoyivala kuzokwenzakala ngoba akusela ngenye indlela okungasikufa yikuphi. Kumele lowo mngcwele uvalwe singamaZimbabweni, sibambisene sisonke sizokulungisa.
Ye, so ulibona ngani kulabantu abaningi abazabe bekhona pho kuvala ibhoda?
Abantu abaningi bazoba khona ngoba ake akunamuntu oyamukela lesi simo esibhekane laso. Kunje sikhuluma kunje imisebenzi ayikho, impuphu yahlupha, amanzi ekhaya akula. So akula ngenye indlela, kumele singamaZimbabweni siphakame ngobuningi bethu sibilolele lelizwe, ikakhulu labo abantu abakudiaspora, laba abantu abase-South Africa. Asisukumeni thina, sisizeni, sixhaseni ngobuningi bethu. Siyele MSC namhla ka 31 silwelwe ilizwe elingelethu lama e-South Africa singamavisitor elethi ilizwe liseZimbabwe ngoba abasekhaya kunje bengaphakama ngamandla kugcina sebetshayiwe. Njalo sifuna kuriliswe laba bantu ababotshiwe abasejele, ababotshele indaba zepolitiki, ababotshele ukukhulumela isizwe, ababotshele ukumasha, ababotshelwe ukuveza information ngohulumende lalo mfowethu we-journalist naye. Sithi akaphume, sesifuna iZimbabwe ikhululeke. Amasosha ayekele ukusitshaya, sithembe wona. Kumele engathengisi abantu ngothando lezanu kodwa amawadifende abantu ngothando lelizwe, wona amasosha namapholisa.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke mfowethu, ubambe khonapho. Mr. Vusango, briefly, what's your reaction to that? 1 minute or less. Go ahead, sir.
I think he was speaking in the wireless, so I didn't really catch.
So what you are saying is that they are going to shut down the borders 31st of August. Come rain, come sunshine.
Well, you know, I laugh because what I've realized is that anything that is to destabilize the runnings of the government and the country. A lot of people would believe that, yes, if anyone comes and say, I'm going to do this, a lot of people, like the speaker who just spoke, they really have, I don't know who have brainwashed them, to a point where they just believe that even the sun can come out in the middle of the night.
Thank you, Master.
That's a dream, my brother. It's a dream, my brother. I'm sure Brother Kips, what I would like us to do, let's have another set of the of this conversation
the day after
what they think the borders.
Thank you so much. We are certainly going to do that. Sorry, there's no extra time here. Wish to thank Mr. Richard Vusango of ZANU PF, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, MTC Alliance, Sifiso Kulumane, EFF Zimbabwe, and Sikhumbuzo Mlalazi and Independent Zimbabwe based in the UK. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland saying good night, Zimbabwe.
An end in a marvelous Mplanganya. We and Titi move in a weekend. Yakanaka to Sangana Shakare. Weekend in Oya, Mugare Kure, ne COVID-19. Bye bye.
Thank you.